fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 16th day of June, year all our 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. I think it's highly unlikely that the Pledge of Allegiance being said in the Republic of Chaz, the People's Republic of Chaz, 6 blocks of downtown Seattle, but we do it here, and I'm proud to be able to do it every morning. If you want to volunteer, just send me an email and put pledge in the subject line. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day. This applies to everybody. This could be a matter of life and death during a crisis. Learn to use a topographical map and a compass. Please do that for yourself. You may think, well, I got GPS. Well, that's great if the battery is working and the satellites are up. These cell phones don't use GPS, by the way. These are cell phone towers, in case you don't know. There's lots of books available on Amazon. You can get good quality compasses for less than $20. I always go into the field with 2 compasses myself in case one gets lost or broken. So that's the beginning of the expanded prepper tip of the day. Berkey did get some water filters in, the big ones, the Embroils, the Imperials. We got those orders taken care of. We're still waiting for the big Berkeys to come in. And we are taking orders, and no promise on delivery time. doTERRA is shipping. They're shipping On Guard oil. doTERRA has a proprietary oil blend called On Guard Duplicating, what was used in the Middle Ages to protect people from the bubonic plague. Limit 1 bottle per family. Unless you buy a kit that has a bottle of On Guard in it, then you can get a second bottle. Well, it looks like China had so much success with COVID-19 the first time, they're going to do it again. This time, their starting point is Beijing. It used to be called Peking. I don't know why they changed the name. It's a city. It's been there for about 3,000 years that we know of. It has a population in the metropolitan area of 24 million people. which would, I think, qualify it as the largest city in the United States. In China, however, it's the 27th largest city. Can you believe that? A city with a metropolitan population of 24 million people is 27th largest city, which means there's 26 other cities in China that have a larger population. Well, we'll see how that works out for us. And we will track this, of course. There's been a lot of discussion, consternation. I've used the word hoax in connection with COVID-19. When I use the word hoax, I'm referring to the way the media and various healthcare professionals have dealt with this. I'm not saying that the virus doesn't exist, far from it. Of course it exists. The hoax involves who has it, who doesn't have it, who's died from it, who hasn't died from it. That's the hoax. How do you stay safe from it? That's the hoax. There's only a number of healthcare professionals that say wearing a mask is silly. Men and women who've got 10, 12 years healthcare education past high school. Very bright men and women who say wearing a mask serves no useful purpose. The state of Washington, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, admitted everybody who's died of a gunshot since March was listed as a COVID death. If great grandma's in the nursing home, she has multiple health issues. She has issues with her heart. She has issues with diabetes. We know great grandma's not going to live very much longer. And of course, she dies. If she dies under those circumstances, it's going to be listed as a COVID death, whether or not she had COVID-19, Chinese flu. Testing and tracking. What a farce. These tests that they want to give people, they can tell if you've got antibodies for the flu. They can't tell if it's COVID-19 flu. That test costs $1,000 and takes the better part of a week to have a forensic pathologist do the work. Hardly anybody gets that test, obviously. If it costs $1,000 and takes a highly qualified doctor to figure out what the results of the test are. Most people in nursing homes, the majority of them, now that there are nursing homes that also have a place where people can recover from injuries and surgeries, they would be the exception. If you had a serious car accident, a nursing home would help you recover from that and get back on your feet, on one hand. On the other, the majority of people in nursing homes are there because they're near the end of their life. That's why they're there. And they're not going to leave alive. That's pretty common knowledge. It's pretty well known. It's pretty well understood that residents of nursing homes don't leave alive, the majority of them. Obviously, there's exceptions. They're because they've lived their life. And by definition, they're fragile. Their health is fragile. They are fragile. Typically, they're taking or consuming 7, 8, 9, 10 different medications on a daily basis for all the different things that are going on with them. It's fairly common knowledge also that when people in nursing homes get the flu, that becomes pneumonia, and then they die. No secret about that. Now, Governor Cuomo up there in New York State ordered nursing homes to accept people who had active Chinese flu, active COVID-19 patients. I think most bright high school freshmen would know you probably shouldn't be doing that. I think that would be a fairly accurate statement. But he did. How many thousands of men and women died earlier than they would have died anyway because of this exposure to the COVID-19? Now, I believe we have at my website we're adding stuff so quickly, it's quite frankly, it's hard to keep up with what's been posted. But the there's a nurse, I would call her a visiting nurse. Here we go. On my website at thelibertyman.com, we've got four sections now on COVID-19. The second row down at the bottom, it says NYC, New York City, epicenter nurse tells all and the murdering of patients. So this woman's doing undercover, I know I say undercover, she's surreptitiously videotaping inside the hospital, and she took precautions to make sure that patient identity was not revealed, that the hospital worker she was working with had their faces concealed to protect their privacy. But she's talking about, and in wonderment, why are we putting COVID-19 negative people in the same rooms with people who are COVID-19 positive? Why are we doing that? And she's expressing her concern, expressing her wonderment, expressing why in the world is this going on? So there's going to be two answers to this. Yeah, either or. Either the healthcare professionals in charge of those room assignments don't have a clue what they're doing. That's one possible answer. The other answer is the healthcare professionals in charge of those room assignments know exactly what they're doing, and their intent is for the COVID-19 negative people to get sick with COVID-19. Now, why would they do that? Why on God's green earth would they do such a thing? Well, that's pretty simple. They get their institution gets a $12,000 bonus if somebody dies from COVID-19. And I may get these numbers wrong, excuse me if I do. And roughly double that, if they have COVID-19 and die while on a ventilator, which, by the way, the overwhelming majority of people who go on these ventilators expire. They do die. They do. What a system we have set up. Now, the nationwide and now what's become worldwide protests have pushed the Chinese flu COVID-19 into the background. Hard to believe, but it did. It has. I watched Tucker Carlson this morning give an excellent discourse on how you cannot criticize Black Lives Matter at all publicly. If you do so, even in a polite, well-thought-out, rational manner, not using any language that could even be considered racist, you're putting your employment at risk. There have been people fired. There was a gentleman here employed by the Federal Reserve. He wrote a short one or two paragraphs offering his thoughts on Black Lives Matter and what's going on. Very thoughtful, very well reasoned, no racial aspect to it whatsoever. And his employers at the Federal Reserve fired him, saying that what he said was racist. There was no racism in there, not at all. Racism seems to be, being called racist seems to be a moving target. A young lady I know, a four-year college degree from a real brick-and-mortar university, very bright young woman. At the time, she would have been about 30 years old. I made a comment at a social gathering that Oriental people, Chinese in particular, have, on the average, about a 10 to 15-point higher IQ than Caucasians do. And because I said that, she said I was racist. And I said to her, young lady, I just told you that ethnic Chinese have an IQ 10 to 15 points higher than Caucasians, which is what you and I are. How can that possibly be called racist? Of course, she didn't have a response because it was an emotional response, pure emotion. Now, of course, it's well established, anybody who's looked into it, that Chinese do, on the average, have about 10-point higher IQ than Caucasians do. These are averages. It's not a matter of debate. It's not a matter of emotion. That's just simply the way it is. It's hardly racist to state something that is accurate and true based on the facts that we have. Hardly. I'm glad President Trump is having this rally in Oklahoma. That needs to happen. He needs to have these rallies a lot. My understanding is 1 million people applied and attempted to get tickets to a stadium that holds 20,000 people. I also, if I got the story right, I believe there's a second auditorium they're going to open up for people to attend, and there'll be a bunch of big screens around so people can at least get the feeling that they're at the rally, even though they're not in the same building with the president. I assure you, all of you, that Joe Biden is not going to fill up any stadium of any size. It's been about, this is June, it was about 15 months ago, I think. Joe Biden had a rally scheduled in, was it New Hampshire? New Hampshire, Vermont, one of those places. When it was determined less than 60 people were going to show up, they canceled the event. And I was telling people at the time, in fact, that was just after Steve Ben Noon and I were talking about this live on the air. I said, Steve, you and I could draw more than 60 people to an event that we put on, which of course is true. Looks like we got our first caller on hold here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, John. The other thing that's really important about that nurse's expose at Elmhurst in New York is the fact that Governor Cuomo went ahead and signed an order banning them from treating people that are in later stages COVID-19 with hydroxychloroquine.
I don't know he has authority
to
do
that. He's not a medical professional.
Well,
he's not a doctor.
Obviously he's not. How does he have the authority to make any order regarding health care at all?
He doesn't, and he shouldn't be, and it needs to be stopped.
Well, we don't need to stop something that has no effect, no legal effect anyway. The healthcare professional should simply ignore it because he doesn't have authority to issue that order in the first place. And the attorneys representing the hospital should advise the medical staff of that.
I wholeheartedly agree, but that doesn't appear to be what's happening. In fact, the doctors that were in that documentary that she did, they were even reluctant to even consider vitamin C. They went ahead and said, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. They were even scoffing at that. This is the problem. A lot of these doctors were not educated when went as far as nutritional supplements and diet. They have been railroaded into big pharma education.
Well,
these
medical
people
doctors,
come around with their prescriptions.
Medical doctors get three credit hours of work on nutrition in medical school. That's it, 3 hours. That's all they get.
Yeah, so when these prescription peddlers come around pushing their drugs, they give them these educational things, and they don't even look at the alternative options. And this is something that needs to be addressed, not just the...
Well, there's a reason why they don't. There's a reason why they don't. From the first day they enter medical school, they're told to disregard, not pay attention to, and make fun of anything that's not FDA approved. From the moment they walk into the door of medical school.
Agreed.
That's why. It's by design. It's not a worse.
And we need reform as far as that goes, not just police reform.
Well, good luck on that.
Doctor reform.
Good luck on that. Anything else?
No. Okay. Basically what I wanted to point out to everybody.
Okay.
That hydroxychloroquine and niacin and azithromycin most definitely works, and there's two doctors that were in that documentary to back up what she was saying. That treatment is working, and people need to stop listening to Fauci and some of these other people.
Right. Thank you, Elizabeth. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 16th of June. My grandson's football team is raising money to get the equipment they need to be safe on the football field. And what they're doing is selling high-quality, luxurious sheets and pillowcases, 1,800 thread count sheets. I've got mine. I'm glad that I did. They're so luxurious and so comfortable. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello. Good morning, John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I heard you were talking a little bit about the nurse who did like 9 episodes of undercover work at Elmhurst Hospital.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like some real criminal stuff going on there. I think she said that a doctor told her to not resuscitate certain patients that were on ventilators, and they didn't have DNR, or do not resuscitate, orders. And she said she wasn't going to follow his orders. He said it's coming from the higher-ups. I'm surprised she didn't ask him, well, who's that? I mean, get that all documented, exactly who it is. Because this is criminal. But the mixing of COVID and non-COVID patients is crazy. The fact that they had to reuse PPE for a week instead of a day was dangerous, but may possibly understandable given the situation.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit, Dave. You said mixing COVID and non-COVID patients is crazy. I disagree. it's incredibly brilliant if you want to make more money, because the non-COVID patient will get the COVID, it's so highly contagious, and when that person dies, then the hospital gets a big bonus, don't they, sir?
Well, I would say Adolf Hitler was crazy, too. But yes. Yeah, what I see here is there's financial motivation, and somebody there or somebody somewhere was saying it's all financial. So there's a huge element and a huge level that people work at that is a fully financial business level. And working on that level, they can accomplish various goals. But I think behind it, there's also a depopulation, get rid of the old folks, or whatever color folks you want to get rid of agenda.
That would be another couple of levels above. The executive suites at the hospital, they don't care about depopulation. They care about the bottom line. They care about money. You get two or three levels above them, then you might start finding people who are interested in depopulation.
Right. So I think it's really great that she did this. I haven't really verified who she is, et cetera. But the fact that it's done by this company gives it a little more credence. Do you have any verification of her history? I mean, a Google search is not full verification at all. Would that hold up in court? Probably not.
Well, a Google search is simply a way to get to original source documentation. Google itself is not original source documentation, but that will allow you to find records that could be certified by the let me explain how this is for everybody, because I've been doing this since 1972-73. If there is hospital records, for example medical records, I would prepare a subpoena, what's called a subpoena deuces tecum. That's for records. A regular subpoena is for a human being. Subpoena deuces tecum is for records, photographs, three-dimensional objects. I would take the subpoena deuces tecum to the custodian of records at the hospital, and they would issue the records with a certification by the custodian of records that this is a full and complete response to the subpoena deuces tecum, and then that would be admissible in court. The Google search may get you to the point where you can figure out which hospital to issue the subpoena to, is what that would be useful for.
Okay. Yeah. So.
And that's how it works. And that's when anytime you're subpoenaing records from a school, a business, a hospital, a government agency, it's done with a subpoena deuces tecum. If you want a human being to be subpoenaed, that's just a regular subpoena, and you subpoena the human being to come and give testimony at a hearing of some sort. It could be a court hearing. It could be a deposition.
All right. John, you've listened to at least one of these episodes that she's put out. How many episodes
These are very well done. This is not sloppy amateur work. This is very professionally done.
And you saw her behavior and the detail she spoke about. What is your opinion on her validity?
Well, she has they gave, first of all, they gave her bio as enlisted in the U.S. Army when she was 17 years old, right out of high school. She appears to be an intelligent, attractive, articulate young woman who has a very calm demeanor and seems to be speaking quite eloquently of things that she knows and has an intimate knowledge and participation in. That's my impression.
Yeah. I saw she was emotional about the 37-year-old Hispanic that they had 86% oxygen, and they put him on and he had no real symptoms or anything. They put him on a ventilator like Toot Sweet right away, and he ended up dying, and she got emotional about that.
Well, that's understandable. And she probably should, and that's an expected response. You want to hold on through the break here, Dave?
Sure.
Okay. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 16th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Reading new things, not quite every day. I would say 2 to 3 times a week, we're adding new things. Now, something I haven't talked about for a while that some of you might be fascinated with. We'll keep scrolling down, down, down at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down, scroll down, scroll down, really far down. And we get to, here we are. New coastlines in the media. We need to maybe change that headline a little bit. New coastline, it's very near the bottom. New coastlines in the media. This is our project. If it wasn't for the listeners, this wouldn't be here. It's mostly movies, but we've got some TV shows and a magazine article or two. These are movies and TV shows that have images of continents with different coastlines. Not the coastlines that we're used to, but different coastlines. And it's a fascinating study. There's quite a few of them that actually duplicate the Navy map that I worked with the Navy submarine veterans to recreate that they were shown in the classified briefings. And here's where it gets to be fun. When you're watching a movie and you see an image of a continent with different coastlines, get that screen capture to me, and you get your choice of any of my 6 DVDs as a thank you. It's a lot of fun. We need to keep this moving forward. We're up to I think about 25 or 30. I haven't even counted them recently. Movies and TV shows. We got a total of 66 images, but some have 2 and 3 images. So it's about 30 or so movies and TV shows. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis, I got something that'll help you. Seriously. If you've got arthritis, you need an energy cleaner. You do, seriously. Are you not sleeping as well as a small child overnight like I do? Maybe, maybe not. If you're not, then you need an energy cleaner also. $285 shipping included, American zip codes, mattress pads that go with it. They vary in price depending on what you need. You need the energy cleaner and the mattress pad together. Some people have some difficulty figuring that out, but you do. So check out the energy cleaner and mattress pads to go with it. Make up your mind. And keep in mind also that I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Yes, I take PayPal. Why do I like PayPal so much? Well, here's why. It's the most secure way to make any payment online. You're not giving up your credit card information. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Dave, we need to wrap up your comments and move on here, sir. What else you got for us?
Well, I think this is a way for them to slip through deaths, you know, by having this sort of a system where you can lock up anyone who is tested positive and elderly and can't be, and then whatever happens, happens, and they can do various things. We actually have a relative we're dealing with this on. You want to get them out of there before they test positive, or you're probably not getting them out. I think her testimony shows that there was significant problems at the Elmhurst Hospital. There were a lot of cases, and I brought this up to a couple people on the network, and they really ignored it, or they said it was a lie, and they had no basis for saying it was a lie, and they ignored data for 5 months. Now
it's difficult. Here's why. I don't know the people who said that, Dave, but.
Yeah,
there's an inherent belief in most Americans most of the time that they can trust healthcare professionals. That's more likely why they said that. Go ahead, sir.
Well, no. They ignored data about this whole thing, that there were a significant number of cases or fake cases, whatever they were, down in the city. And the data I had was that there were significant cases, and they're saying there isn't. Now, if you want to solve a problem, you collect the data. This is slow to get real data. And I think this lady, if her data is real, it gives us great insight into what was going on, especially at the key hospital to have inflated and huge rates in the problem. So I will mention there was a great fraud with Surgisphere Corporation, 6 employees, 9,600,000 patient records. Allegedly studied to debunk hydroxychloroquine. That study has been removed from the Lancet. The Lancet has got a black eye. It was just incredibly fraudulent, and other places have as well. So additionally, Chris Martinson said there was an article on May 31st that the new coronavirus is losing potency, said a top Italian doctor. So in Italy, they're saying that it's losing potency, and that can be by some natural selection process. That's rather interesting. That's all I'll say, John.
Okay. We appreciate the update, Dave. Thank you very much. Next, we go to John in the Ozarks. Good morning, John.
Morning. Morning, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've just been listening to you about the violent earth changes. And my question is, how useful will caverns like, you know, there's some nice caverns there near St. Clair and Sullivan and even here in the Ozarks because of, like, the pressure wave coming off the asteroids and the meteors? Will those come in handy to have caverns?
Okay, there's no single answer. First issue with all caves all the time, especially in our area, is what happens when there's a heavy rainstorm. Many of these caves just flood every time there's a good-sized rainstorm. So that's a major thing to be question to be answered before you consider sheltering in a cave. Now, if the cave does not flood when there's a rainstorm, or flood ever, that makes it a lot more viable. Now, these caves have survived violent earth changes for many thousands of years, on one hand. On the other, during the earthquakes, and there were hundreds of earthquakes during the winter of 1811-1812, we did have some caves collapse. That did happen, caves that were in close proximity to New Madrid, Missouri. So there is a track of that being a possibility on one hand. On the other, all the other caves did survive quite well, didn't they, John?
And like, as I prayed about this, it looks like they're using the coronavirus as like a pre-emergency, because they don't want to come out and say, oh, there's going to be violent earth changes. So they're like conditioning us and steering us to be ready for hard times ahead. That's honestly what I think.
Well, you're right. Well, John, we got some verification of that. A friend of mine was in contact with a brigadier general who basically said something very similar, although his statement was they were preparing the United States for World War III, not for violent earth changes. But being prepared is prepared, isn't it, sir?
Yeah. And like space.com has an article that says, it's literally says the coronavirus is here, but what about asteroids in the future? Something like that. So anyway, that's just my commentary. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
And
thank you.
God bless all you patriots. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. In the summer of 2017, I traveled to Prague, Czech Republic, where I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize. We've got the video presentation I did there in Prague, Czech Republic. That work that I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize for primarily came as a consequence of my locating and debriefing about 24 Navy veterans about the classified briefings that they attended. It's been quite a experience, I should say, which began the late winter, early spring of the year 2000. Sounds like 20 years ago, don't it? My, how time has flown by. The spring of 2000, I was approached by two friends of mine. They were both, and they still are, independent researchers. One didn't know the other was going to approach me about this topic. They approached me independently at different times, different places, about something that they've been looking into, telling me that in some time in the future, that there would be these violent earth changes, that there would be 150-mile, 200-mile-an-hour winds for a day or so, that there would be massive earthquakes, that the oceans were going to come out of their basins, flooding all coastal areas worldwide. I patiently listened to these men, thinking to myself, not saying anything, but thinking to myself, man, you guys need tinfoil hats really bad. But I knew these men well enough. They're sane, sober, bright guys. So I took this information to another friend of mine, and I presented it to him, and he basically told me to my face that I needed a tinfoil hat. But he said, John, I'll check it out. He's well connected to the lettered agencies. He gets back with me a month later. He says, John, it's exactly what you said it is. It's exactly what you said it is. The government's known about this matter. We're talking about Planet X, of course. The government's known about this matter since 1979, when they sent the Pioneer 10 space probe up looking for it in a very specific part of space. They knew where to look for it, and they found it. They've been tracking it ever since and been getting ready for it ever since. There's lots of nuances to this whole matter, lots of rabbit trails, lots of disinformation out there, and so forth. This matter has been known for a long time before 1979. That was just the verification of it. I'm pretty sure, and I don't have any evidence to back it up, but based on the evidence I am aware of, that when President Kennedy was briefed by the Pope, that he was told about this matter. I have every reason to believe that at this time. And of course, that in the, within Catholicism, it's the, known as the Third Secret of Fatima. If you read the Third Secret of Fatima, you're reading the consequences of a Planet X passage. Of course you are. No doubt whatsoever. Now, my friend Steve Ben Noon, who couldn't be with us today, he's been told by the people he's in contact with in outside our government, the various agencies, that good-sized rocks will start hitting planet Earth in about 6 to 7 months, around the December, January time frame, that they believe, the scientists believe, are traveling companions of Planet X, the 10th planet. And of course, the big concern of the government and anybody who's aware of what these things really mean, the big concern is that one or more of these rocks, good-sized rocks, would hit the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific, as far as that goes. But while land strikes are bad for all the obvious reasons, water strikes are far worse. The damage that a good-sized rock, let's say a rock the size of a football field, hits the Atlantic Ocean going 20 times the speed of sound, that would cause a tidal wave that would take out the east coast of the United States, maybe most of the west coast of Europe. Very well. I don't focus a whole lot on that right now. We have things in our face right at the end of our nose that we need to be dealing with. The communist coup attempting to take over our country, destroy our history, destroy our culture. That's what Antifa and Black Lives Matter is, by the way, in case you don't know. I'm here to tell you. Of course they are. Earth changes are coming. There's nothing we can do about that. There is things we can do about human events, though, such as Black Lives Matter, Antifa. There will be civil war, or maybe more appropriately, insurrection might be a more appropriate term. In this country, civil war gets all locked up real quick in blue and gray, and Confederate States of America, United versus United States. It's not going to be that kind of war. It'll be more like insurrection. It's already begun. It's not some future event that may or may not take place. We already in a state of insurrection in this country, in case you've been out in the woods, camped out for a couple of months. That's what we have right now. We have insurrection taking place in this country right now. It's been violent. There's been deaths. There's been tens of millions of dollars of property damage. People seriously injured, crippled for life. One police officer, I believe, lost vision in one eye from being struck by a thrown object. It's already violent. It's already fatal. It's only a matter of time before the police respond as they should respond when people are trying to kill them. If a man is throwing a chunk of concrete at you, about the size of a softball, of course he's trying to kill you. Of course, yes, that's an act that is likely to cause, as the legal term goes, serious bodily injury or death. And a rock that size thrown by a full-grown adult male has the ability to kill a man or a woman. And the proper thing to do if you see somebody about to do that is to shoot them to save your own life. All 50 states allow civilians or police officers to defend themselves against lethal force by using lethal force. Of course they do. And it's inevitable that that will happen. And the media will blow it up as police murdering peaceful protesters that were just chanting. Once the lead starts flying, it's hard to get to stop. We're already in a violent revolution. I saw Dan Bongino this morning. I've I've been following Dan and his work for a number of years. I never seen the man so emotional ever. Ever. He's usually jovial and funny and smiling and cutting up, and he goes back and forth between happy and serious. I never saw the man so serious as he was this morning when I saw him, Dan Bongino. Former New York City police officer, former Secret Service agent. Great guy, smart, tough, great guy. My kind of man. Okay, we got a break.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
All right, we're back with Jerry Morgan on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 16th of June. The month is more than half over. How about that? Well, this... Going back to Bongino, he made some very insightful comments. We all of us in this country and much of the world, we're undergoing a sea change in our society, our culture. These proposals being made by Black Lives Matter. If any of them are implemented, it's going to harm us. And we're already seeing them being implemented, defunding the police and giving money to these questionable charity groups. A good charity obviously deserves money, but taking money away from police departments and giving them to anybody is not wise. That's already happening. The communists have focused and concentrated gaining power in select areas, various congressional districts, cities and states, and they're making use of it now. They're making use of the power that they've gained. We're our last caller this hour, John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Black Lives Matters. You donate to Black Lives Matters, you're actually donating through an organization called Act Blue. Are you familiar with them?
I'm not. Tell us about them.
Well, Act Blue is actually money going to Democratic congressmen and presidential candidates. So when you're donating to BLM, you're donating to the Democratic Party. Naturally, Snopes denies it, but you can go to Act Blue and go to Donate Now and then go see who they're giving their money to, and it's all ultra-left-wing Democrats. So people need to know that. You're not, it's, you know, it's a communist organization, but it's the Democratic Party. So
I doubt any of my listeners, John, will be donating to Black Lives Matter, but go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that the average person that thinks there's any truth behind what's going on has got some kind of a guilt trip. They're going to give money to Black Lives Matter. I'd rather hear Babies Lives Matter, John. We're aborting black babies, millions and millions of them since Roe v. Wade. No one seems to have a problem with that. We're killing millions and millions of white and Hispanic and Asians. We're killing blacks. You know, I'm as crazy as it sounds, all lives matter.
Doesn't sound crazy at all, John.
It's true. Every life matters.
Right.
But when you're given to BLM, you're given to Bernie Sanders, you're given to Maxine Waters, you're giving all these crazy folks. So spread the word
around.
Look up Act Blue.
That's good information, John. All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Okay. Yeah, I was aware that the money from Black Lives Matter goes to Democrats. I wasn't aware of that go-between. Not that we're going to have any of my listeners donating to Black Lives Matter. I think that's highly unlikely. Top of the hour break. We're back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.